with today's North Iowa News on your Monday, March 17th. I am Chris Berg, filling in for Mark Pitts. Happy St. Patrick's Day to you. Starting off the day with a red flag warning that's in effect for Bremer, Butler, Fayette, and Franklin counties until 8 p.m. tonight. Very warm temperatures combined with dry vegetation, low relative humidity, increasing winds will create conditions conducive for grassland fires to develop and spread rapidly. The National Weather Service in Des Moines has issued that red flag warning, which is in effect until 8 p.m. tonight for those counties. And looking ahead to later on this week, we have a winter storm watch that's in effect for the majority of the listening area. They include Bremer, Butler, Cerro Gordo, Chickasaw, along with Floyd, Franklin, Howard, Mitchell counties, and also Worth counties under that winter storm watch from late Tuesday night through late Wednesday night. A strong spring weather system will track northeast through the region Tuesday night into Wednesday. Initial rain will transition to wet snow with the potential for a narrow band of heavy accumulation Wednesday afternoon somewhere northwest of a New Hampton to Winona, Minnesota line. Additionally, areas in southwest Minnesota and northeast Iowa could experience wind gusts of 55 miles per hour, leading to potential blizzard conditions if this high wind potential is realized as that snow falls. So once again, blizzard conditions possible later on this week. Total snow accumulation between 2 and 9 inches possible, and winds gusting as high as 55 miles per hour late Tuesday night throughout the day on Wednesday, hence the winter storm watch. For an update on the winter weather conditions, along with the alerts, you can check out our station website. Click on weather. 3 months after his appeal was denied, a former Charles City resident is back in custody and will serve up to 5 years in prison. In September of 2022, Charles City police arrested Ezekiel Larson after his then 4-month-old son was injured while in his care. The boy's mother, Madison Gertz, was also charged, accused of knowing the child had been injured, while neither sought medical attention for the infant until 4 days later. During the period, investigators say the child was vomiting and not sleeping or eating. Both Larson and Gertz were originally charged with child endangerment causing serious injury, a Class C felony. In August of 2023, Gertz, now 22, pleaded guilty to child endangerment causing bodily injury, a Class D felony, and received 5 years of probation. In September of 2023, Larson agreed to plead guilty to the same charge and in January of 2024 was sentenced to up to 5 years in prison. However, he then filed an appeal of the final judgment, and he was released from custody while the state Supreme Court reviewed his case. In December of 2024, Larson's conviction and sentence was affirmed by the higher court, and a warrant was issued for his arrest. Thursday, the Floyd County Sheriff's Office transported Larson, who was living in Cresco, back from the Howard County area to the Floyd County Jail, where he will be held until he's transferred to state prison to serve his sentence. Court records show Larson, now 25, was previously convicted of second-degree theft, second-degree criminal mischief, and 3 counts of third-degree burglary in 2018, all in Howard County, plus OWI in 2021, and 2 counts of driving while barred in 2023 in Mitchell County. The Charles City and New Hampton City Councils meets in respective regular sessions tonight on the Charles City Council agenda at 6 p.m. in the Zastro Room at the Charles City Public Library. Our mayoral proclamations to declare April as both Sexual Assault Awareness Month and Child Abuse Prevention Month. Also up for possible action, a resolution to approve a short-term loan agreement for the city to borrow a principal amount not to exceed $195,000 for such items as police and fire equipment, as well as nuisance abatement activities. The New Hampton City Council meets at 7 p.m. tonight in City Hall with a short agenda that includes setting a public hearing to acquire property for the construction of the wastewater treatment plant, which Mayor Steve Gertz notes will likely be built in the vicinity of the existing plant. The Iowa DNR has mandated the city replace that plant by the year 2036.
We hopefully can go just adjacent to the south of the current one. We'd be looking at maybe 2 to 3 acres acquisition to, you know, because we can't just tear the old one down and build it on the same place, because we got to keep it operating for whatever the year or two that it's going to take to build a new one.
The New Hampton School Board will also hold their monthly meeting for March starting 6:30 p.m. tonight in the FCS room of the high school. Their agenda includes possible action on new iPads and cases for the 5th grade and technology bags for 5th and 9th graders, plus setting a public hearing on the 2025-26 school calendar. Users of the Tribe Trail in New Hampton now have a new safety feature to help them cross Southland Avenue, Business Highway 63. New Hampton Park and Rec Director Tara Hackman says the flashing safety crossing light was activated just about 2 weeks ago.
You can activate the button on either side, east or west, and it'll turn on very, very bright LED lights for about 45 seconds. If you ever find that that's not long enough, please let our department know, because those times can be changed.
A ribbon cutting in October of 24 marked the completion of the Tribe Trail, which was first conceived in 2016, with the third and final phase now connecting the Chickasaw Wellness Center on the west side of town to South Lynn. Hackman says more enhancements, that is, to that section of trail are coming.
Please note, especially on phase three, the newest part of the trail, we will be getting some concrete poured in some areas, some benches put out. There will be another bike repair station along that stretch, some waste receptacles to make sure and utilize those, along with a couple of new pet waste stations. Those are all things you'll see being put into place here in the next 2 months.
Hackman says the trail also now features one noticeable addition.
We did just put up our donor board for all phases of the trail, phase one, two, and three, at the trailhead at Michelson Park by the baseball diamond there. So if you are a sponsor, you donated, you gave, make sure and check that out. Be proud. We're very thankful for you.
Donors funded about 25% of the project, estimated at a total cost of around $1.2 million, with the majority of the funding coming from grants. The price tag crept a little bit higher after being interrupted by the COVID pandemic and subsequent supply chain issues. Floyd County ISU Extension and Outreach, in collaboration with the Charles City Community School District, offers the course series Partnering with Parents starting tonight. Extension Program Coordinator Leslie Milia says expert facilitators will provide valuable insights to empower and support parents on the journey through parenthood.
We have three sessions that are planned March 17th, Children's Ages and Parenting Stages. We have March 24th, Understanding Temperament, and we have March 31st, Positive Discipline.
Each session runs from 5:30 to 7 p.m. at the Extension office in downtown Charles City. Milia says parents can sign up through the Charles City school that their student attends. For more information, call 641-228-1453. A cornerstone of Main Street shopping in Charles City ceased operations this weekend. The Rustic Corner closed its doors for good on Saturday after almost 18 years in business. Owner Tammy Vetter made the announcement in early January, but says her decision came in November.
So, last year I went on vacation out west, and while I was out there, I just decided, instead of trying to squeeze it into my schedule, now was a good time. Discussed it with my husband, and he said to me, "Why have you waited so long?" So that was my open window to go.
Vetter says customers have continued to show their support since they made that decision public.
I would say that we have amazing customers. Charles City's been a great place to be. The response has been awesome. We know people are going to miss us, but that's okay. There's an opportunity now for someone else to fill our shoes.
Vetter says that includes the opportunity to fill the current space.
We're going to clean the building out, and then we'll be open to people that are interested in purchasing or renting the space, because we're open to rent this space to another retail business in town. So Bill and I will look into that after we have a week to breathe and clean up.
Vetter says they've tried to sell the business over the past 2 years, but no viable offer has ever been made. She also notes that the personal engraving division has moved to Otto's Oasis in Charles City. More news in a minute.